This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments, I'm going to play some audio for you. It's second to none. Remember this, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was the guy that stood up. He was a Christian man that stood against the gates of hell, and he found, to his surprise, maybe, but to his affirmation concerning his faith, friends, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, regardless if he lost his life in the process. Now he's in glory, and Hitler's in hell where he belongs. But he was the one that was responsible for saying the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. I'm going to go over some of the headlines concerning what's going on in this country today, and I'm going to ask you if that's true, because what I see happening today is a lot of the older folks are just condemning the younger individuals across the boards. But again, folks, we're going to have some fun. You can listen to the audio yourself. We're going to play some pieces in the up-and-coming segments here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want you to listen to this really carefully, folks. Please do. Hosea tells us, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Christians, you children of Israel. It amazes me how people, when they talk of Israel, they talk about demographically the country. And folks, we need to understand that the children of Israel are Christians, okay? I want you to understand that. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, does this sound familiar, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Now, when he says no mercy, you need to understand what real mercy is. Real mercy isn't showing more compassion for the criminal than it is the victim, the way it does here in America. Real mercy is when the judge drops the gavel upon the crime. It sets a mercy. It sets a light for the other people to enjoy the liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's found in 2 Corinthians 3:17. So it's a mercy to the innocent at large that justice is brought forth. He said, there is no mercy. There's no knowledge of God in the land. He said, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. You let no man strive nor reprove another. See, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way, but those that understand the love of the Lord understand Revelation 3 when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And when you go over to the book of Proverbs chapter 27, it talks about faithful are the wounds of a friend. And we also understand, we've all heard this one, iron sharpens iron. Well, we call that hate today because we're being conditioned by a bunch of communists. Many of those that are listening to the show today are being conditioned by the communists to actually equate love to hate. Folks, let me say it this way. Hate does not tell the truth. Love does that. And keep in mind, truth sets men free. And to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Not outside of that, okay? But let me go on. You let no man strive, nor reprove another. For thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Now listen carefully to what he says. Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy your mother. The next thing he says, you hear this so often, but we're holding it in context, line upon line. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. That thou shalt be no priest to me, nor a Christian. Don't call yourself a Christian, and don't act like one. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You can read that in 1 John 2, and you can also go over to Exodus 20 when you get a moment. He said, I will also reject thee. He said, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. Now, I don't believe the Lord has forgotten our children, but I'll tell you what, we are beginning to eat the fruit of our own ways because of what we've allowed our kids in this country to be subjected to. And when I say are, I want you to understand that I'm a part of the answer here, not a part of the problem. My kids are not a part of that, those that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Those 360 schools that we did when we spoke to hundreds of thousands of students across this country, I wanted to go there and be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. So when I'm talking about the things that I'm talking about today, again, keep in mind, a Christian is going to bring hope to a lost world. He's going to bring the answers to the world, the answers that the world needs to hear. And the message has always been the same, and nobody can bring a greater message than repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, with that said, I want you to remember, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you rejected knowledge, the Lord said, I will reject you, and you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. Now, I know you've been taught that the law is a thing of the past. Folks, do you do that in the natural? Absolutely not. These antinomians in the professed church in America are nothing but a bunch of whores and hirelings. They have no business whatsoever being there. They're antinomians, friends, and they are truly whores, and they are not of the sheep, nor are they of the shepherd, because if they did, they wouldn't subject them to the wolves. And that's exactly what we see over 300,000 pulpits across the land do today. Sit down and shut up when they should stand up and speak out. Okay? So we're going to be talking about the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children in just a couple moments. Now, before we do that, I have to jump over here real quick and give you some headlines. Tell me if you hear a reoccurring theme here, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Virginia governor signs executive order to shut out businesses not in favor of homosexuality. Has anybody taken the time to read the book, The Pink Swastika? Has anybody taken the time to understand that Adolf Hitler's SS were all masculine homosexuals? Did anybody know this? Has anybody taken the time to pull the cover back as to what's going on today? Because we have the warning signs from the past, folks, and if we don't want history to repeat itself, then we better learn from the past. But look what we're hearing from this governor in Virginia, who's a plant, and you know he is, friends. He needs to be dealt with, and he needs to be lawfully removed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama's CIA director, who is a convert to Islam, by the way. He's a stooge is what he is, John Brenner. Obama's CIA director's intel report is made up and phony. Of course it is. Everything that's going on in your country right now is phony. It's all created by corruption in government and the state-controlled media. It's all created, as I've been telling you for years. A couple weeks ago, friends, I shared with you something's on the horizon. And I'm telling you what, it is on the horizon because it's coming to the light. We're going to come right back. I'm going to highlight some more of the topics concerning the news across America on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And then we're going to get over to the audios concerning the young people that have been raised up in this country that are being laughed off and cast off by the older generation, which in fact did raise them up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We go back to the foundations, the apostles and the prophets found in the book of Ephesians to understand what has been given unto us by our Creator to establish His righteousness in this earth. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. Let's go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight some of these articles. Tell me if you hear a reoccurring theme besides the corruption that you see in this corrupt administration, folks. It's just second to none, literally. And I just posted something earlier, and I just kind of want to add to that. You know who Saul Alinsky is, right? He's Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton's master. They all have high respect for the Chicago organizer. Listen carefully as to what he said. He said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair. They put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Let me say that again. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. No, we see radicalism throughout these corrupt politicians that we're dealing with on a daily basis that are working with foreign countries, committing the act of treason, attempting to incite domestic insurrection in the United States of America, friends, to overthrow. Don't forget about China and Russia. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair. They put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Now, friends, haven't I highlighted the fact, friends, that this is true? I mean, it's mob. It's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with mobsters that don't have those Tommy guns. Don't have their hats turned to the side and bowed down a little bit, friends. No, no, no. It's not like what you see on Hollywood and what they have to produce, friends. No, the mob is within, and you're seeing it on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, I'm going to highlight some more of the things that are going on in your country, and you tell me who's responsible for it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to bring you over to Trump asking comedian Steve Harvey to assist administration. If you've not taken the time to listen to that audio, please do. Steve Harvey talks of his good friend Barack Hussein Obama. And for some reason or another, Donald Trump wants to have him a part of his administration. Someone needs to tell Donald, as if he didn't know this, friends, that how can two walk together lest they be agreed, found in Amos 3:3? You can't. You can't go the same direction if you have two different ideologies. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Facebook again shuts down another viral conservative post that speaks the truth. Folks, there are going to be some serious backlash coming up here. You can rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this. Islamic immigration in Sweden. I've shared this over the last couple weeks concerning the statistics, but did you know that they just found out yesterday that there's a 70% rise in sex attacks concerning their women in Sweden? I thought they were victims, friends. And I was also watching some videos this morning concerning some of these downcast immigrants, these Muslims that are bought and paid for to plunder these prospective countries. Friends, it's interesting how you can't find kids. You can't find women. You do see a whole lot of men that look like they're ready for war. It's pretty interesting how that works. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shooter of U.S. consulate official in Mexico. No surprise here. He's a Muslim. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Outgoing Army Secretary. Being openly gay motivated me to make more Army more inclusive. There is a correlation between the homosexuals and the Muslims. There is no doubt about it. You cannot advocate sin. You cannot advocate what God condemns and not expect something to come through right behind what you just advocated concerning what God just condemned. You can't do it. Sinners don't prosper. We've all heard that, right? That's a fact, AccuJack. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Representative John Lewis, who I used to have a great amount of respect for concerning an individual that was a part of the civil rights. Folks, he's lost all respect here. He's not a hero. He is siding with the very party that is oppressing his own people, and this is nothing new. As a matter of fact, if you go back, friends, concerning history and slavery, you'll find that the tribes in Africa, it was their tribal leaders that were selling off their own people to the people in England to sell slaves. See, we forget about that, don't we, friends? Yes, we sure do. And that's part of the history that some folks just don't want to bring up. Wait a second, who sold them out? Their own. Well, guess what? John Lewis is doing something very similar, friends. He's keeping his own people oppressed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 5 signs Inauguration Day may turn into Marxist rioting. I have a question for you, friends. We're hearing about all these rioting that may take place. And these rioters, and I'll highlight some more in just a couple moments. Where's the law? Why is the media, why are they magnifying the criminals? How come they're not magnifying the law? I want to tell you why. Because the government and those people that are to enforce the law, and I'm by no means talking about a majority of Americans. I'm talking about a small population of criminals that have badges on, friends. They're the ones that are actually helping things along by standing down. And of course, the media will not put the mic up to their mouth. No. But again, friends, let's go back to this. 5 signs that the Inauguration Day may turn into a Marxist rioting. Friends, where's the law? What are they getting paid for? What are you paying taxes for if they're not enforcing that law? Again, we're talking about a small population that are standing down again when they should be standing up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, Trump to CIA Director John Brennan. Were you the leaker of fake news? Fake news, friends, is coming from your enemies within to make everybody suspect. You do need to understand that. And you know who's falling for it, hook, line, and sinker? The Today's Conservative. Are these factual? No, friends, they don't want them to to be factual concerning statistics because they're the responsible party. And keep in mind, the conservative of the day is yesterday's liberal. They're an absolute joke, and yes, they are a problem. And yes, they are a part of the problem. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, mainstream media lying about Washington, D.C., general firing. Folks, they're just creating things. And I want to tell you why the media is doing what they're doing. Because the American people are under the delusion that the media is not to be held accountable to the laws of the land concerning freedom of speech. They do not have the freedom to defame. They do not have freedom to lie. They do not have freedom to set a jihad on anybody that doesn't agree with them. And until America, you understand that you're the law and enforce it against such organizations, even concerning the media, friends, because they don't have a right to break the law, I'll tell you what, nothing's going to change and it's only going to get worse. And again, America, you're turned into hell and you're being turned into hell because you're throwing off the God that told you and gave commandment for you to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments to keep and to do them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why is Barack Hussein Obama deploying 3,500 U.S. troops to Poland against Russia? It's all a fabrication. It's baloney, friends. It's baloney. It's all baloney. China, Russia, all these major powers in the world are in on the global networking and alliance, friends, concerning with the UN, along with the Pope, to establish something called the New World Order, which nobody can deny in any sense of the word. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. You'll find that conspiracies are biblical, and of course you have to remember that conspiracies are controlled by the conspirators, and we've talked about that enough for you to understand how that works as well. But again, why are the 3,500 U.S. troops being deployed? Who sent them? Well, Congress had to give approval. Well, he didn't follow the rule of law. Then neither should you. You uphold, you swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. If the President of the United States of America violates his own oath, well, then you're to enforce years concerning his crimes against the oath. This is absolutely ridiculous, and the stupidity of the American people is second to none, that they're okay that Congress sends their kids to go fight unconstitutional wars once again. Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity, America. Did you agree to this? And if not, then why were they sent? Is it constitutional? Absolutely not. But as long as they say so, you know, the commander-in-chief, the effeminate foreigner in the people's White House who doesn't know how to tell the truth, everybody can agree to that. Well, it's okay that he sends our sons. It's okay that he sends our daughters to fight unconstitutional drug wars and oil wars, which have nothing to do with righteousness in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, stacking the deck, government refuses to strike prejudicial material from Bundy case. Folks, they're trying to take a stronger stance, to solidify their stance against patriots that are standing up, trying to warn you concerning the corruption in federal government. You heard me right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Will there be war on the streets of Washington, D.C. during the inauguration on Friday? Guess who's rioting, friends? The young people. What about this one? Radical left group plot violence against Trump inauguration. Chemical attack with butyric acid. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Where's the law, America? Where is the law? You are the law.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933. I got to start flying here. Bradley, flying? Are you like crazy here, dude, or what? It's like you've been flying. My heart is in what I do, friends. It belongs to the God of Israel. It belongs to the God of Abraham, Isaac, friends, and Jacob. It belongs to him. I am wholeheartedly 100% in what I do because I have hope in the Christ. Because I look at Scripture and I see that we have been promised a future and a hope. And I know America is under judgment right now. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. I know we're under judgment right now. I know exactly where the clock is set right now prophetically. And America's in trouble. So as a patriot, you don't stand around and wait for things to get worse. As a Christian conservative patriot, all one and the same, derived from the Christ. And the point is, friends, is we can do this. I want you to know that we can do this, but you need to understand that everything that's going on in this country in so many different ways is premised on a lie. And the only way that that lie can prevail is if you believe the lie. Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to get over to this reoccurring theme. Will there be war on the streets of Washington, D.C. during the inauguration on Friday? I just seen today, it was a CNN post last night, I'm sorry, and it was CNN with a big protest across CNN. CNN and the media is creating domestic insurrection. They are attempting to promote violence and chaos in the streets to promote rioting in so many words. And it was a lot shorter than that, but that's exactly what it said. Of course they are, But again, friends, the conservatives and the professed church aren't going to tell you this. No, they're going to get caught up into the game, the two-party system, and they're going to be used just like the people that they complain about as useful idiots because they don't realize they're caught up into the same game. When you leave the Word of God, you're going to get caught up, friends, and you're going to be taken out into deep waters that you might not survive. And by the grace of God, you will. And keep in mind, He is the light of man. So when you're out in those deep waters, look to the lighthouse and go to Him. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in Jesus' name. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, radical left group, criminals, plot violence at Trump inauguration, chemical attack with Batrek, it's acid is what they want to do. They're picking up Muslim tactics where they throw them on women if they don't want to be with them, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's what they're threatening. Who are they? Yesterday on the front page of the paper, friends, you know what I seen? Two days ago on the front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, the communist news here in Minneapolis, that's what they call it. It said right on the front page of the paper, a big, huge, bold letters, keep up the fight, youth. Who's promoting the young people to riot? Guess what? It was a representative. Of course it is. Of course it is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim wife of Orlando jihad mass murder is finally arrested. How long ago was that, friends? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that when they want to catch someone, for some reason or another, they have the technology to catch them ASAP. But if they don't want to, they just let things go for a year or two before they actually get around to it. Because they have to be politically correct and they have to just go ahead and listen to what the criminal foreigner in the People's White House has to say. You are sadly mistaken. You are incorrect. You want to talk about a rebel? That's the one. Friends, that is the one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, did you know that just today the media actually promoted that Barack Hussein Obama had a 60% approval rating? And the conservatives are right there and saying, do you believe this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He doesn't have that support. Don't you know what Saul Alinsky said in one of the little communist tactics, friends? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Exactly. And then I seen on Yahoo News, friends, going through, just picking up their lies about how Donald Trump is the most, in other words, despised president over the last four generations, over the last four presidencies, over the last 8 years per incumbency, friends. And I just thought to myself, well, why don't you tell that to the mass amount of people that have made Donald Trump their pick? Regardless if he is controlling opposition or not, because I'm not going to get caught up in the game, you're about to find out if he's the real deal real quick. But you better start questioning concerning Donald Trump, his associations, friends. You better start paying attention to that. And we're going to find out real quick if he's the real deal or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and going back, Barack Hussein Obama does not have 60% approval rating. I was just in a store last week when we were grocery shopping. They had Barack Hussein Obama's movie out. I think it was called, what was it, Sam, the South Side or something like that? Yeah, it was something like called the South Side. There was not one unit moved. Literally, there was not one unit moved. That's how he is the most unpopular criminal, and everybody in this country, regardless if they're a welfare recipient or not, knows that he is a criminal. They know it. What did it say, Sam? The name of the movie was South Side with You. Not one unit was moved, friends. I kid you, negative. I'm a preacher. I'm supposed to tell the truth and shame the devil. That's exactly what I'm doing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Antarchists. Antarchists. I was going to say Antarchists. Anarchists plan to target balls, events, and Trump supporters all over D.C. during inauguration. How is that going to work out? Because I have headline news here, too, where bikers for Trump secure inauguration space in midst of radical anti-Trump protesters. Who are all these protesters? Hey, I want to tell you who they are. Listen carefully, friends. These are the young people that are protesting Donald Trump. Listen carefully.
has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment. And because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her. And I can see you smiling. I can see you laughing. But to her, this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there.
Humans.
And if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now.
Humans are the problem.
She would be gone. Just like all of her sisters.
Her sisters.
Just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too. And they deserve their lives. And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them.
Chickens.
My little girl's name is Snow.
Oh, Snow.
And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live. This isn't food. It's violent.
Oh, it's not food. It's violent. Man, I'm telling you, on the way out tonight, we are stopping and we are having some chicken for dinner tonight. With barbecue sauce. And we're going to start naming our chickens. And folks, are you getting the message? Humans are the problem. Oh, Bradley, that's just a little too extreme. Can you go to the next lady? And I want you to hear this one. These are those that have taken on the mindset of what the federal government has done to them illegally while the parents were dropping them off in the 86th percentile at the school gate. Here's another one of those protesters, friends, listen carefully.
We need to kill all men. I am sick of being a baby factory that produces more men that will just, in the future, subjugate me. So the only answer to that is to kill male babies and just kill any man that you see, like in the streets, like any swinging dick, just kill him. Because we want the species to go on, but we want it only to go on with women in it. So that's what we have to do. That's the only way to keep the human race going is with just women.
Now, I want you to understand, friends, these are college students. And I also want you to understand when you're watching these videos, these sick-minded individuals are dead serious. And this is the fruit of the college system, the high school system, the elementary. Oh, and by the way, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. So I want all of those that have done nothing but fuel the fire concerning the illegal indoctrination centers across this country to go ahead and congratulate yourselves, because what you're breeding, you're like a bunch of lethargic cats laying on the bed while everybody's out there on the front line hazarding everything they have for your future and your kids' posterity. God bless them, but I hate to tell you where people like you go. I want to tell you this. Escalise said this. He said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those in a time of moral crisis who maintain their neutrality. America, for all you lethargic do-nothings out there, you are a part of the problem. And what I just played for you are two college students. Oh, wait a second, we've got more. How stupid are they in public colleges? I've said this before and I'll say it again. Hey, in public high schools, they have more hope, but things are getting worse because now they're starting to zero in on the kids in elementary schools. And even before that, friends, kindergarten, so on and so forth. But what we're going to do is when we come back, I'm going to play some more audio for you where they went to Texas, where you think everybody's smart, right? They're smart there. I'm going to play some audio for you where some smart kids were actually interviewed about common sense issues on the history of America, and you're going to find out how stupid they really are and where their heart really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, folks. We're talking about, well, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. One woman complained about humans because she wanted to preserve snow that she was inside of a restaurant and she was protesting the people that were eating chicken. You are the problem, America, and you do understand that this is a reprobate mind. They're sick in the mind, and it's communism. It's bred by communists, and there's no question about that. I want to tell you who's responsible once again. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified of all of her children. In other words, what you see and what you're complaining about in this country, your rioters and protesters throughout, in all this media frenzy, which much of it is promulgated on nothing but a lie, premised on a lie, I'm sorry. And interestingly enough, friends, most people are falling for this. Again, keep in mind they don't have the support, and that's why they've been stacking homosexuals and Muslims and atheists and communists within so they can have them. And illegals from across the southern and northern borders, don't forget about Canada, friends. Okay? They never talk about Canada. That means look that direction. But let's go over to this really quick, because we're going to talk about, well, actually, I'm not going to. I get to take a couple minutes off here. This is the politically challenged in Texas Tech. I want you to listen carefully as these kids are randomly questioned about their history. Let's see how smart they really are.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunk with Polytech. We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country. Let's find out if we're politically challenged.
Politically challenged. How smart are the kids at Texas Tech.
What is your name and major?
Leon V. Hill in psychology.
Jonathan Barnes, and I'm a sports management major.
Allison Eden, and I'm a pre-nursing major.
I'm Mitchell Johnson, and my major is human sciences.
Ryan, and clinical psychology.
I'm Marissa, and I'm a psychology major.
Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
We did? The South? Like, the one in 1965, or what Civil War?
Who won it?
Who was even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Why are you making good it?
Who won the Civil War?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey, I'm drawing a blank on those things. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right?
I have no clue.
The Union. The North.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So who is our vice president?
Don't know.
I have no idea.
Of right now?
I don't know.
What's his name? Oh my gosh. I have his name in my, I have his face in my head.
Who is the vice president? Is that like a trick question?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Don't know.
John.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
I don't know. You're not the only one. A lot of people don't know.
I know, but I still feel.
Okay, who did we gain our independence from?
These are horrible.
I have no idea. Do you know what year we happened to?
Absolutely not.
I couldn't tell you.
It's like 1677 or something like that.
And what show is Snooki on?
Jersey Shore.
What show is Snooki on?
The Jersey Shore.
Shows you where their hearts
Jersey Shore.
Are.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
And then who is Brad Pitt married to?
Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie.
And who was he married to before that?
I think it was Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, did you hear this, friends, or is this just me? I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up. It shows you where their hearts are. It shows you who's been raising them up. Folks, Hollywood's been warring against America for a long time, and the communists have been at the helm. I mean, folks, what you're seeing come out of Hollywood, and with, you know what bugs me when I'm in L.A.? And we go down Hollywood Boulevard, not for the purpose of seeing the fallen stars. What bothers me about it, friends, is the way that people put these people up. They're immoral. They're debased. They're vile. They're reprobate. And folks, in many cases, more than not, they stand in contrast as to who you are and what you stand for. But the kids have been keeping their eyes fixed on these fallen stars, haven't they? Isn't it interesting, friends, to note that the church during the turn of the century, the 19th century, friends, did you know that Hollywood, that land was given away to churches to establish their pulpits across California in that Hollywood area? All the way up until 1968, did you know that all the movies that were first released on the American populace, did you know that they were first vetted by the church? They've dropped the ball over and over and over again. So instead of being a beacon of light, now they've become folks, the very, in so many different ways, the very meaning of darkness, not just in the United States of America, but globally, because foreign countries look to us, friends, as the standard setters. And what we have is these falling stars setting the way. And isn't it interesting when you go through you go to the grocery store, wherever you go, you see all the tabloids, gossip, divorce, cheating, drug use. And who do they use, friends? They use the fallen stars. I mean, folks, just to take it home for you, I mean, look at how many of these supposed movie stars and rock stars and musicians, friends, and these talking heads that the media puts up as the good guy. You know, it's interesting how the world praises its own, huh? But what's interesting to know, friends, is they won't play at the inauguration that the American people, again, I didn't put him up, Donald Trump. I'm telling you, he is the pick of the American people concerning the options that were given unto him. But they are standing against you, America, by saying, we're not going to perform for President Donald Trump. We're not going to perform, but they'll go over to a foreign communist country and perform for them, won't they? These people run antithetical to everything we are constitutionally and first and foremost biblically. And yet again, your kids and their eyes are fixed on them. They don't know anything about their own history. They know nothing of the Word of God. Oh, furthermore, I could play some audio for you, friends, had I had the time, where they actually took a camera into a youth group. And they started to ask them to simply name off the Ten Commandments. They couldn't do it while they were laughing the entire time. They love God so much and they're so thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the blood that was shed on Calvary for our sins as the propitiation of the sins of the world. 1 John 2. And they think it's so funny that they don't even know his will. They don't even know his government. And then they wonder why they're spinning out of control. They wonder why their kids are spinning out of control. Do you know that Isaiah 3 tells us the mighty man and the man of war, the judge, the prophet, and the prudent, and the ancient, the captain of 50, the honorable man, and the counselor, and the cunning artificer, the eloquent orator? Did you know he said, I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor? The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, the older generations, and the base against the honorable. What are you seeing today, friends? It's a part of judgment. These are the young communists that are protesting, supposedly. These are the young communists that have been trained up in the indoctrination centers across America that I just put on display for you. They exhibited their ignorance. Folks, they even exhibited their hatred towards humankind as they want to preserve their own kind. And even animals, friends, concerning chickens. This is how sick they are in their minds. And by the way, this isn't just a random pick. I mean, you heard at Texas A&M how stupid and dummied down these kids have been. And it's interesting to note, again, they know nothing of their history, but they know everything about what's going on in Hollywood. Hey, America, how is that? I want to tell you how. I want to tell you, and I want you to listen carefully. The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. What kind of world are you leaving to your children? One that you don't recognize? One that our mom and dads want to recognize, though they're responsible of much of what we're dealing with today. And of course, grandpa and grandma wouldn't recognize it. And friends, if we went back 240 years, I'll tell you what, our forefathers wouldn't recognize what we have tolerated. And they would have a big question mark as they would be ashamed of the people that have allowed it to go where it's gone today. I mean, just think, America, if I asked you to explain to our forefathers in 30 minutes what's happened to the country that they fought, bled, and died and sacrificed themselves to give unto us, you'd have to explain to them what's in front of them today. How could you do it? I can tell you this right now. Every one of our forefathers would simply say, you have forsaken your God. They would say, you have forsaken your God. In America, it's time to get back to our God. Exodus 20, verse 21. Read Matthew 3 when you get a moment. I love you by what I do. I really do. My heart is in this. It's not just for the things of God, but it's also for the things of my brothers and sisters and my country. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.